Well, Steve, let's start with the big talking point of the game, the big turning point of the game, the penalty decision given. We all thought at the time it was outside of the area, which made it one apiece, and you've got the DVD in front of you there.
Well, I've just saw Just El Foto. This is one of the worst decisions given a penalty from an assistant referee you ever wish to see in football. He should never officiate again. This is outside the D. I said on the line, the man should never officiate again. Referee gives a free kick. Referee gets sucked in by the assistant referee. It's just impossible to give that. We're looking at it now. It's 2.5 yards.
It's on the edge of the D. It's nowhere near the edge of the penalty area. It's just all in all a poor decision.
Yeah, I mean, it's a poor decision that changes the game. It's a poor decision, we think, last week at or the other day at Paul Vale that changes the game. But, you know, we didn't go forward in the second half. We didn't play with any purpose in the second half. So, you know, we're not going to hide behind anything. I think we could have the game wrapped up by half time, and it's evident we didn't put the chances away. There was 5 or 6 good chances, and but we didn't commit. We didn't start. But I don't think they made a chance in the second half. And the game as it is, it's on the balance. If we get the goal, it's all over. And then the assistant referee gets involved. That's just. I've got to be careful what I say, or I'll be in trouble. But that's just a shocking, shocking, bad. Ridiculous decision. I can't say any words that sum that up more. The dressing room's appalled. They've just looked at this on freeze frame. They're appalled. But they were appalled at the time.
And it was at such a crucial time of the game. Like you said, your side had been on the back foot in the second half. They hadn't come out the same team they were in the first half, but they were seemingly still managing to hold their own.
Well, everything we'd done in the first half, we never repeated in the second half. We played with real purpose on the front foot. We cut them open time after time. We never took the chances. But you know what? There's big things change games. There's big things change games. That's a game-changing moment, isn't it? Normally, do they equalise? We go down to 10 men. Of course, they're going to have the ascendancy. It's such a shocking decision. You know, he has to go. It's a red card. We accept that. But to give a penalty for that, we might as well just get a game up. I'm telling you, in 2014, somebody needs to explain that decision. He should never officiate again at the level he's at. That's just so bad. And I don't want to get involved anymore in talking about him, because I'm giving him credit.
Will you seek further answers, though? Because we've sat here time and time, haven't we, this season, speaking about officiating and the standards of officiating. Will you speak to the powers that be, I suppose?
Well, we asked the powers to be after the Wolves game, and the comment from the referee to the authorities was that the DVD never showed what his eyes showed at the time for the penalty. We knew that. We knew the DVD wouldn't show, because now his eyes were the only ones that seen it. But today, this is just horrific. Wolves was bad to take. This is... You know, Port Vale was bad to take with Claude sending off when Port goes and does all his theatrics. And then today, you know, that's just a horrible decision. And it's the only thing we can reflect on, because we didn't play well second half. We played very well first half, as good as we've played here. And we should have the game done. But you don't have the game done. People defend. I thought the goalkeeper was heroic. And then we have a chance to get a point from a poor second half, and we miss a penalty. And it's two and two games, isn't it? The change of games.
That second half performance, why do you think it wasn't up to what the first half performance was? Because the first half, as you say, was one of the best performances of the season, you'd argue.
Well, you tell them to do the same things. You don't change anything. We never changed them playing the front field. I think Rob Mielsen got tired. That stopped about a drive. Conor Mielsen are different types of players. We wouldn't have chosen Mike over the game today. But when we had to bring him on, then it was, you know, he came in here in the middle of a bad performance. We were only playing well in the second half. But you have to dig those games out. You have to dig those results out, and you had a chance to get a point at the end of it. And we'd have said we were good first half, they were better in the second half. And we kind of put the ball in the net from a penalty at the minute.
That's 2-2 now. Kieran Agard didn't fancy it. Was that the case with Michael O'Connor stepping up?
Well, I don't know. The boys saw that out, but he wouldn't have been taking it, will he? Michael will not take another one. That's them done. Might as well be me next, won't it?
And obviously that's 2 centre-halves you've got suspended at the moment now. Will that change your thinking with this transfer window open, lower market, where you need to maybe go and look at getting a centre-half?
We were already bringing one in anyway, so that don't change.
Any one you can tell us about?
I'm not going to talk to MD about my business, because I get phone calls every day. We'll see you in a week on Saturday, and we'll be ready to go for crew. We've got some work to do. The players here have got some work to do. Some of them have got some work to do to get out, but we knew that was always happening anyway.
Do some of them just need to look at themselves, do you feel, now? It's back-to-back defeats. Are you feeling maybe that things, players need to maybe just have a bit of a look at themselves, Steve?
If I thought that was a serious question, I'd answer it in a serious manner to say we're in the playoffs in League One. So get a grip. Go and look at Sheffield United. Yeah? 19,000 every week. Go and look at them.